This is now this is a reading of the early lectures by Rudolf Steiner entitled The Christian Mystery, and beginning section 5. And the first part of section 5 is the Lord's Prayer as prayed by Rudolf Steiner. I'm going to begin with the footnote at the end of the prayer because I think the context is important. Rudolf Steiner prayed the Lord's Prayer daily, upright, and aloud. Already before the First World War, people reported that Steiner used to say the Lord's Prayer so loudly in his Berlin apartment that it could be understood in the neighboring room. Several versions, translations are known. There are two copies in Marie Steiner's estate, both in her own handwriting. During a burial in 1920, Reverend Hugo Schuster, an old Catholic priest, for whom Steiner also translated the Catholic Mass, said a version given him by Rudolf Steiner. The translation given here is that used by Steiner at the end of his life. He spoke it with Ita Wegmann when they worked together during the summer and autumn of 1923 on their book titled Extending Practical Medicine. And he continued to say it up to his dying days. Quote, "In the course of the winter, it became even harder for the attending physicians to judge Rudolf Steiner's condition. Ita Wegmann watched as his physical strength gradually disappeared. There were short periods of time when he got up twice a day. Then, again, his strength left him to such an extent that she had to support him when he wanted to pray. He recited the Lord's Prayer in a loud voice, standing upright every day, so that people passing by outside his studio heard him." Unquote. See for the text of the Lord's Prayer and Steiner's saying of it, J. E. Zeilmans von Emmichoven, title, Who Was Ita Wegmann? A Documentation, Volume 1, 1876 until 1925. Mercury Press, Spring Valley, 1995, pages 144, 223 to 224, and 247 to 249. End of footnote. The Lord's Prayer as prayed by Rudolf Steiner. Father, you who were, are, and will be in our inmost being, may your name be glorified and praised in us. May your kingdom grow in our deeds and inmost lives. May we perform your will as you, Father, lay it down in our inmost being. You give us spiritual nourishment, the bread of life superabundantly in all the changing conditions of our lives. Let our mercy toward others make up for the sins done to our being. You do not allow the tempter to work in us beyond the capacity of our strength. For no temptation can live in your being, Father, and the tempter is only appearance and delusion from which you lead us, Father, through the light of knowledge. May your power and glory work in us through all periods and ages of time. Amen. The end of section 5.1.